Now, Tara Lee and I have a history. It's not a very long one, but it would have been maybe 2016 that we met at a unit ladies retreat. So I was there as a part of some of the worship team from the Calgary Cornerstone Church and was playing bass, and in walks Tara Lee, and she's playing drums. And our hearts together just soared that we could do this. And in fact, we find great joy on the Sundays we're scheduled to be together and kind of maintain some rhythm section. And it's been a joy to get to know her. She is such an encouragement to me. She sincerely has the gift of encouragement. If you've ever had a conversation with her, you know very quickly she turns that conversation around to say, let me encourage you. I have a word for you. I have something to share with you. And so, Tara Lee, you're such a blessing to us. She has served faithfully New Life Foursquare Church as part of our youth leadership team, while overseeing our youth leadership, our children's ministry team, our worship team, and so many other areas that outdate Ed and myself. And so it's an honor to have you share with us. Would you open your hearts to receive what the Lord has laid on her heart today?
I was going to go in for a hug, but she took off. Well, it is such a joy and a privilege to be asked to share today. And I've put a lot of effort into just really seeking the heart of God. And I believe that he has a message that he'd like to share of encouragement for all of us today. So that is a privilege to be here. Well, the topic I'd like to share on is the topic of community, and it's something that is very dear to the heart of God. And just to share a little something from our heart and our family, Travis in grade 3 did a report on community. Happens to be the same topic. And he had interviewed a handful of people from the church that we were attending to learn more about community. And at the end of the video, he comes up with a summary, and he asks himself two questions, and he answers them. And I'd like to share that flick with you, if we could do that, please. And I had his permission.
That's your broadcast, whatever it is. So everyone was talking about a report that I reported, and they talked different things. And I want to ask you answer two questions by myself. I'm going to do it right now. What makes up a community? But most people said that it's a group of people, which it is, because a community, it has to have 1,000 people in it. Or it could be a few people. A community is a huge place, lots of buildings. Or they could be small. Question number two. What do you need to have a community? Well, everybody knows that because almost everybody who I almost had said that you have to have people. You have to have people to have a community, because if you didn't have people, what community is that? Anyway, that's it, I'm gonna say. And that's what I'm broadcasting after these important messages. Bye.
Thank you. Give Travis a round of applause. That is so awesome. Travis, thank you so much. What I love about that is that even a little guy got the gist of the importance of community. You need people. Yeah. And the designer of community is really God, okay? He is the designer. And he's laid out a way for that design to work properly and effectively. And for us who are in relationship with him and with relationship with other, have a responsibility of working with that and building community. So I've done my own reporting, well, my research, and I found out that the word community is actually made up of two root words, common unity. For me, that was mind-blowing. Basically, it's a common thread that unites a group of people together. And here at New Life, the common thread is Jesus. And Jesus gave us two commandments, the two of the greatest commandments on which all the other commandments are based off of. And that is, love the Lord God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And here at New Life Foursquare, I believe we do a pretty good job of that. I mean, yeah, I do. I believe we truly do love the Lord God, and it is expressed in our worship, and it's expressed in our love for Him and for one another and for our love in Cranbrook. So I feel blessed by being a part of this amazing community. So as Pastor Carolyn has already shared, we've been walking through a series called What God Has Done for Us. And I personally have gleaned some incredible nuggets from some of the speakers and some of the praise reports that come out of that. Two Sundays ago, Danielle Rupp shared, and it was an incredible message. It started with her testimony. But she shared on the power of words, and more or less I took out of that labels. Labels that we can put on ourselves, or labels that, you know, that other people could have put on us that are not what God says about us. But the gist is to trust God to come in and remove what is wrong and to put inside of us what He says about us. And I found that very encouraging. Did you? I found that extremely encouraging. Last Sunday, we had a very special service, and it was a worship celebration service. And I was absolutely amazed at how many testimonies came forth of the healings that have taken place in this body. That is absolutely incredible. And I myself have been desiring a healing, and it's in a particular relationship. And what was said, I believe someone had said, whose report will you believe? And the congregation resounded, we will believe the report of the Lord. And that happened to be exactly the statement and that declaration that I personally needed to have faith reignited in my heart to believe the report of the Lord that He wants this healing to take place and restoration in this relationship. Beloved, this is one of the many benefits that we have in being in community with one another. You can't get that anywhere else. I've looked. It's nowhere else to be found but in the church community. I love that. So many of you know my testimony, but I would like the opportunity to share parts of that, and out of the context of what community has done for me and for my family. As you know, I grew up in church. My family regularly attended church, and we were involved somewhat with the church community at that time, and I had a very good childhood. Come the teen years, though, I wanted to go my own way, and so therefore I did. By the age of 21, I was pregnant with my eldest, Travis, who graced us with his presence on there, and he was a true blessing to me. But while I was pregnant, I was in a very difficult position, and my parents were very gracious to open up the doors and bring me home. My mom was attending a Bible study at that time, and it was a phenomenal group of women and friends they truly displayed their love for God, their love for one another, and their love and acceptance and approval of me joining into their community. And it was through a process that I began to really see the evidence of the love within that for myself. And then one evening, a good friend of my mom's, had actually led me to the Lord, and she didn't even know it. In fact, she didn't even know until years and years after I told her. She didn't. That wasn't her agenda. It's just the way that it worked out. And I guess that it was just my time. I mean, she just shared from her heart. She shared the truth, and it was as though that the lights turned on for the first time, and I saw hope. And I took a hold of it, and I didn't let go of that. And that, too, is an amazing benefit of being plugged into community. I became a mother, and I met Ron. We fell in love. We got married. And we had amazing support, premarital counseling through the church community. And on our marriage, it was a great time of celebration. And so much advice and wisdom came to us. You know, when people pass on some incredible advice if they've been married, you know, for a number of years. They kind of know what they're talking about. And when you're going into marriage, especially the first time, you have no idea. You think you know what you're doing, but you really don't know what you're doing. But it was also modeled for us what a healthy marriage looked like, what raising your family to love and fear the Lord. And so we gleaned a lot of that from church community. And this is normally when you hear stories like this, this is where you would insert, and they lived happily ever after. Well, sadly, no, that's not the case. So early in our marriage, Ron's job caused us to move around a lot. And we were uprooted from our church community, uprooted from friends and family, new places, nobody knew us. We had Isaac, we had a lack of sufficient income. And it was a very difficult, trying time, and Ron was gone a lot. So I guess, you know, we could have got plugged into a church community. We could have looked for that, but we didn't. You know, it would just, it, to be honest, it just wasn't convenient for us. And it was difficult. But I was thinking, okay, so at that time, I remember it being very, very difficult. And then I looked back and I thought, what happened? Have you ever had that moment where you didn't even realize that you got off track? And then you're like, what happened? It looked so promising at one time, but this is not how it's supposed to be. And if you're not dealing with the true and real emotions of strain, offense, bitterness is starting to set in, resentment, if you're not dealing with those things properly, something's going to give. And so I turned to a very unhealthy coping method, and that was to turn to alcohol. And alcohol did do its trick, where joy came in the night and sadness came in the morning. We were talking about morning and the evening, joy in the morning in the Lord. Do you see how opposite that is? So with that comes a lot of shame and guilt and regret, but you just don't want to deal with it because it's actually very sociably acceptable in our culture nowadays. I mean, you see it everywhere with signs that says mommy loves her wine and blah, 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 blah. But the reality of it is I didn't have a healthy relationship with it. So fast forward, of course, our marriage was under a lot of pressure. And I remember there being a lot of the blame game going on. And it was a very dark time, but yet God was good. And I mean, so, so good. Ron received a posting. And so we both saw this as an opportunity for a fresh start. And as of all that time, when I was born with the name Tara Lee, as you know, but I didn't like the name Tara Lee, so I went by the name Tara. It was such a hope for a fresh start that I actually changed my name back to Tara Lee because I wanted a new identity with a fresh start. Does that make sense? So anyway, with that, Ron and I knew that we needed to get serious, we needed to crack down, we needed to get plugged back into a church community. We wanted to raise our children in a healthy environment. We knew, we recognized that we needed the health that comes from that community, but also the help and the support. And so God heard our prayer, and he was incredibly faithful, and he put in our life the right kind of people, planted us into a very beautiful community of believers. And it didn't take long for us to start growing again. We recommitted our hearts to Christ within that community. We got water baptized, even filled with the Holy Spirit. Our children, as you can see, are very, very comfortable being in the midst of that community and having the support of people to interview for his report. But there's just nothing quite like it. And you don't realize it's so golden until you don't have it. Does that make sense? And it's hard if you're out of that and you're not plugged in. It's really hard to get back plugged in. But I'm so glad that we did. We had to take the steps forward. And it was a long, long process. It was a difficult process. God answered our prayer immediately, but we had to do the work and we had to stay committed. Since then, we have moved to Cranbrook and we joined the New Life Foursquare community. And we have grown leaps and bounds here. And we've grown in our relationship with the Lord and we've grown in our relationship with you. And all of you are so instrumental in helping us be the people that we are today. Like what you see today, you had impact. You had influence. You were responsible for how our kids have turned out to some degree. Many of you prayed for them. Many of you modeled and for them, but you've just loved them for who they are, and you've helped Ron and I in our marriage. And quite frankly, I don't want to even think about what life could be if I was not connected to this beautiful community of believers. But even more than that, we are also a part of the community of the Church of Jesus Christ throughout this entire community. And I truly believe that each community has its own fingerprint, has its own position, has its own level of influence and ways to reach the community at large that cannot be repeated in other churches. And so what I love about this community is that we're not afraid to come alongside other churches and serve the community at large together. That we're really brothers and sisters uniting and networking together and putting our best forward for the greater good of the community. And that's not to say that we neglect our own community together and our own relationships together. Because sometimes we can be so focused about the work that we forget about the ministry and the relationship and the training and the equipping that has to come from this community. Okay, so if by chance there might be anyone here who's ever wondered if their lives have made a difference on another person, I want to tell you, as plain as I am standing before you, you have. You have made a positive difference in the life of someone else, okay? As far as I'm concerned, if you have a pulse, you are absolutely incredibly useful to God and have been useful to God. So if you've ever doubted that, let's just chase that doubt right out of the door. Amen? We must grasp that God is so much bigger than our failures, than our weaknesses. And in fact, the Bible says that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so we don't have to worry about the details, and we don't have to worry about falling short or coming short, because God could even take our mistakes and our regrets and our poor choices and turn it around and use it and work it for his glory. Guaranteed. You look at me. It is absolutely amazing the fact that I'm even standing here being able to share from my heart. I am proof that God can use anyone. God can forgive any sins. God can forgive anyone. God can work with anyone. But we have to be willing to be worked with. Does that make sense? So I want to encourage you today. For myself, sometimes I struggle with the very real feeling of being weak and feeling really beat up. I beat myself up a lot. It's a process. God and I are working on it. But sometimes it's very real. But I want to encourage you with this, if that speaks to you. The Bible says to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And when we just decide that we are going to praise God because he's God, and we are going to give him everything that we have in worship of who he is, and we choose joy in our circumstances, even when we don't want to, God can do something with that. God will move powerfully in that. And you know what? I have literally felt that heaviness lift off of me just through song, just through humming. I love you, Lord. I praise your name. be high and lifted up. Your will be done. You are worthy. You are worthy. Just even saying things like that, you can literally feel the blues run away. So I want to encourage you with that. And if you think, well, I can't really sing. No, if you've got sound in your voice, actually you can sing. Not everybody may be called to, you know, lead a worship service, but if you can sing, nothing will send your blues further out the door and as fast as if you're singing praises to God, guaranteed. Give that a try. What I love about our community, I'm just going back to some of the ways that we serve and what I love. We love to make a difference in this community. This earlier this year, we did what's called a bike rodeo, and it was a practical way to serve the families and kids of this community through providing bike and awareness and safety. And it was really, really cool to have the RCMP come alongside and for us to be a blessing to our community. And you know what? We had a lot of fun doing that. I feel that that was a positive contribution. We have quite a few events that are going on. I know that we've signed up to come alongside the Salvation Army to serve Cranbrook residents with a delicious meal on Wednesdays. Now, the Salvation Army has been in place with this program for quite some time, so it is a privilege and an honor to come alongside them and to serve in coming alongside doing what they're already doing, but putting extra hands and making that connection with them. We also are making individual contributions to our community. Some of us are involved in communities and groups that are outside of the Four Square Church and that are within the community of Cranbrook. And so don't assume that your presence in those groups aren't really making a difference, even if they're a secular group. The very fact that you're participating and the fact that you're making connection with people says so much. God is working in that. And how we can encourage each other. I think that we are like on board and we are moving forward when it comes to loving God, loving each other, and loving the community, as I already said. But there is one thing that I found, and even as I'm looking at a lot of you, like I know some of you, I know your passions, I know your last name, I know the names of your kids, I know what you're involved in, I know what kind of gets you, you know, your clock ticking to get you out of bed and puts a kick in your step, but there are a lot here that I don't actually know that about you. And I find sometimes that we can be so busy doing church stuff and coming together on Sundays, but then that's what we do. And I know for myself that this is an area that I know I need to work on, and this is an area that is a desire of mine, and it's to connect with you on a more deeper level as people. And getting to know who you are, getting to know your background, getting to know what you love to do, and then taking it a step further and actually making myself available to share in those things with you. So, for example, I'm taking voice lessons with Lorraine Butler in her music studio, and there's a group of us that get together. I'm also learning how to do musical theater and performance. It's something that I've wanted to do since I was little, and I never had the opportunity, and being a young mom, now the kids are older, I've got some time to do some of these things and explore them, and I'm having a lot of fun. So when I do invite you to come to recitals and festivals, it's because I want to share my life with you. I want you to be a part of that. I mean, I'm inviting you into my world, but I want you to invite me into your world, right? So if your kids are celebrating a graduation or your retirement or something, I think it would be really cool if we could just share that with others. Hey, I'm retiring, and I'm thinking about having a few people over, or would you like to celebrate with me? Those types of conversations, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just think it's an area that we could maybe improve on, and I'm speaking to me when I say that. I think we need to be a little more bold when we're asking people, you know, when we're discovering people. Sometimes we're afraid to ask people, what is your testimony? How long have you been married? You know, that kind of stuff. I feel that there's, I don't know if it's a day and age thing, but it's like we don't want to ever feel that we're impeding on someone's personal business. Well, the truth is we're a church. We should know each other, right? At least that is for me. So in my experience, the benefits of community far outweigh the struggles of community. And that's right. There are very real struggles in community. And it's mainly because there's people involved. And people are not perfect. Turns out they're not perfect. And so with that, the difference is there can be tensions. There can be confrontation. But as a church, as a church community, we really need to be strong and bold and face those things and be willing to work for the relationship. We're willing to work for peace in that relationship. And that means sometimes having very uncomfortable conversations that are very real and very honest, and not turning a blind eye to those things, but from the place of healing and restoration. And the reason why I'm saying this is because the world is watching. The world is watching the church. Did you know that we're under the radar? Like 24/7, people are always watching. But I'm encouraged by the word. It says in John 13:35, it says that they will know we belong to Jesus by our love. It will be the greatest testimony. That is our common thread. That is what unites this group of believers, is the love. And I believe we do a great job, and we are, it's something that we're growing in. It's something that we're working out together. So my encouragement today for us is to plug in. And I mean not like if it's a three-prong plug, only put two in there. I'm talking about plug in. And I'm talking about getting serious with plugging in. And plugging in with the expectation that God is going to perform miracles. That he is going to impact this community like he intends to impact this community through our community, through us connecting with other church communities.
Well, as the worship team comes, I'd love to close with that song, The Goodness of God, as we celebrate what God has done. There's a couple things that Terralee mentioned that I just want to highlight this morning. And the first of those is she talked about a relationship with the Lord and that point where she recognized she needed to be in community with God's people. And so maybe you're here this morning and you've never made that decision to follow Jesus. You've never made that decision to be a part of the community of God's people and to receive forgiveness of sins. God says that as we enter into community, as we make a choice to follow him and declare him as Lord and believe that he died and rose again for our sins, that he forgives us and promises us an eternity in heaven with him. And he walks alongside us here in this life and here on earth, and that's such a joy. So I'm going to invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes with me. And if you're here this morning and you would say, I've never made a decision to follow Jesus, but I would like to this morning make that decision, I'm just going to ask you where you're seated just to raise your hand, and I'm going to pray with you. We'll respect your privacy. I'm not going to ask you to come forward, but if that's you this morning, just go ahead and raise your hand and slip it back down. Is there anyone like that? All right. The second part is she talked about a fresh start, and she talked about changing her name from Tara back to Terralee, and said, I don't know if that's unusual or not, but when we think of the Word of God, how many times God changed the name of an individual as he did a new work in their lives. And so maybe you're here this morning and you would say, you know what? I need a fresh start. There's some areas where I've chosen an option that's maybe not healthy for me, or I've been stuck in an area of sin, and I need a fresh start today. Again, I'm just going to invite you where you are to slip up your hand. I'd love to pray with you. Is there anyone here like that this morning? Would say that. All right. And last of all, what a challenge to us in the area of community to get to know one another. So would you join your hearts with me, and let's together, with that common unity that she talked about, just commit ourselves fresh and new to being in community with one another, being in community in our community. I've said before, we as a church don't want to fill up your calendar to the point where you don't get to go, you know, play golf and be involved in clubs and organizations where you're not rubbing shoulders with our community at large. And so let's together agree in prayer and commit ourselves once again to community. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you invited us into community with you, Lord God, that you brought us into your family so that we are not orphans, Lord God, that we have you as our Heavenly Father and that we have one another as brothers and sisters. God, I pray that you would help us as a church body to function in that manner. Lord, that we would forgive offense quickly. Lord, that we would be quick to get to know one another, that we would push past some of those boundaries to ask good questions and just really begin to encourage one another in the faith as your word talks about, that we would edify and build one another up. Lord, I also pray that you would help us as we interact with our community at large. Lord, that you would give us boldness to be a good witness for you. Lord, that they would know that we are Christians by our love and our actions, Lord God. Lord, that we would be worthy of honor in that way, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. God, would you commit these things in our hearts once again, Lord? Would you seal them? Would you bring them to our memory this week as we go about our day-to-day things? We pray this in your name. Amen.